You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Did you miss me? Yes, your boy is back in studio in New York City. You understand what I say? My man Shay say, I see the blazer. I see the blazer, baby. I see the blazer with the nice crimp shirt. The great one himself, Adam Schefter's in the house. This ain't SportsCenter. This ain't even Get Up. It's First Take. That's why that man is smiling right there, because there's something special about being on the air with his boys. I guess I got to give Molly love. She is sitting right next to me, but she can wait, damn it. I got Adam Schefter and Shay Shay, the one and only Shannon Sharp in the house. First Take is here, y'all. Holla at your boys. Woo! Let's go.
A lot of money moves happening. Big day yesterday in the NFL. Good morning, everyone. Welcome into First Take. Thank you for being with us. As you heard, we got the Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp, the one and only Adam Schefter, Stephen A. Smith back in the building. Great to see you.
You too.
I'm Molly Karam. Booger McFarland will be here in a moment. Gentlemen, good morning. Let's dive right into this news right now, starting in Hotlanta. The Atlanta Falcons have solved their quarterback issues, agreeing to terms on a four-year deal with former Vikings free agent quarterback Kirk Cousins on Monday. In eight games last season, Cousins had 18 TD passes to the Falcons' season total of 17. Kirk signed a four-year deal that includes $100 million in guaranteed money. We know that's what matters in football. Cousins made $229 from 2016 to 2023, which trailed only Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers for the most in the league. I'd like to meet his agent. But those three guys all won Super Bowls, while Cousins has just one playoff win. Adam, I need you to break it down for me, my man. How did the Falcons land Cousins?
Well, Kirk Cousins has conducted a masterclass in the business of how to conduct contract negotiations in football. He has absolutely crushed it in that regard. And he's been a great quarterback, but he's been a world-class businessman. And here's the fact of the matter. The Atlanta Falcons hired Raheem Morris away from the Los Angeles Rams. He brought his offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, with him from L.A. to Atlanta, and they prioritized the quarterback position to where it became the most important thing for that team. They identified Kirk Cousins as the number one quarterback on the market, the number one quarterback available this offseason. And let's keep this in mind. Kirk Cousins entered the league in Washington when Raheem Morris was the Washington defensive backs coach. That Shanahan coaching tree loves Kirk Cousins. Raheem Morris is a part of that tree. He knows exactly what Kirk Cousins brings to a franchise. So they were aggressive. They went out and added more time on that contract, a fourth year, than I think Kirk Cousins expected to get. And when Atlanta made that type of commitment in length and in guaranteed money, it really became a simple decision, considering the fact that Kirk Cousins' wife's family is in Atlanta. The couples lived at various off seasons in Atlanta. The Falcons came at him long and hard. They wanted to make it happen for him, and essentially they do. And by landing Kirk Cousins, prioritizing that position and filling it, they become maybe the favorites in the NFC South and a contender in the NFC with one move at the quarterback position.
Adam Schefter, why didn't Minnesota? Why wasn't Minnesota as aggressive as Atlanta was?
There's always been a division of thought, I think, even within the organization. There are some strong Kirk Cousins supporters there in Minnesota. But the fact of the matter is, he wanted their commitment to reflect how he felt and where he wanted to be and the length of time. Atlanta stepped up in a way that Minnesota didn't. And last week, I think Kirk Cousins had some lengthy, productive, heartfelt conversations with the head coach, Kevin O'Connell, where I thought that might make the difference and push this towards the finish line. But in the end, as is usually the case in free agency, teams' offers speaks volumes. And in this particular case, Atlanta stretched in a way that Minnesota couldn't and didn't. And Kirk Cousins was able to get the 4 years. He was able to get the $180 million, the $100 million guaranteed. I don't know that Minnesota was willing to go to that point in time And so here he is this morning as an Atlanta Falcon.
Adam, I want to switch gears here. Tell me this. What do these quarterback moves mean for interest in Justin Fields specifically?
Well, listen, Justin Fields was connected to Atlanta. Never happened. They went and signed Kirk Cousins. He was connected to Pittsburgh. They land Russell Wilson. He was connected to Las Vegas. They went with Gardner Minshew. So all the places that have come up in connection to Justin Fields have looked to other places. What's amazing to me about this is that Justin Fields is due to make $2.7 million this upcoming season. So there are teams out there that would rather pay all these other quarterbacks than Justin Fields. And so now he's sitting there, and it doesn't look like there's a starting job out there at this particular moment. And so the teams that are looking at him would be looking at him as a backup. And would Chicago then get the value that it wants? And what does Chicago do about that? This right now is an ongoing situation. It reminds me a little bit, in a certain way, of Lamar Jackson last year. Lamar becomes a free agent. We're saying, well, he fits in Washington. They don't make a move. He fits in Atlanta. Yeah. They don't make a move. He fits in so many places. None of them make moves. Similar conversation with Justin Fields this year. And here he is back in Chicago, and the Bears will have to wait to see what opportunities arise. But it certainly doesn't seem right now like anything is imminent with Justin Fields.
That one's interesting. Adam, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in just a bit.
Because
you know I got a lot of questions about my Giants, Saquon going to Philly. There's a lot more for us to dive into. Adam, we'll talk to you in just a moment. Booger McFarland joining us now as well. All right, gentlemen, let's dive a little deeper into this. I want to take a look at how the odds have changed now with some of these moves. So at ESPN Bet, Atlanta saw their odds move favorably after the news. They're now the odds on favorite to win their division. They're 12-1 to win the NFC and 30-1 to win the title. Shannon, your home state, talk to me. You surprised by the Cousins deal, hey, Bug, with the Atlanta Falcons?
I am, but as you listen to Adam Schefter talk, it explains to you. And Booger, you and I have gone through the free agency process. You know, in order to get me to leave the situation that I'm in, you're going to have to offer me money in more years. And that's what the Falcons were willing to do. For that man to uproot his family, where he's been 5-6 years, they've become entrenched in the community. His wife is comfortable. His kids are in school. They're comfortable. I believe Kirk Cousins has had his best, the last 6 years have been the best of his career. He's comfortable. How do you get someone to uproot all of that and come to another location? Well, you're going to have to go to from a third year to a fourth year. You're going to have to give him $180 million, 100 of it guaranteed, and you give him $50 million at the time of signing. That's normally what has to happen, because in free agency, in order to get someone to leave where they're comfortable, you're going to have to overpay. And that's what people do in free agency, is that they overpay. But that's the only way that you'll ever know your true value, is to become a free agent. Because when they tag on to you, you give up a little money for that security that you get in the short term. But if you want to know your worth, you've got to hit the market. Cousins hit the market. He saw his true value. But am I surprised they went to that number? Yes. Am I surprised he got the guarantee that he got? Yes. Because at the end of the day, he is 35 years of age, Booker. And I understand that, and Stephen A., that guys, the quarterback position, guys are playing a lot longer. But that's still a lot of money for someone his age. And the Achilles injury is not a concern of mine, because he was never mobile to begin with, Book. So we're not asking him all of a sudden to be Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields again. Because he wasn't that in the beginning. But yes, I am surprised with the length of the contract and the monetary value of the contract.
Well, speaking of market, Shannon, are you trying to tell America something by that? I mean, how many more buttons you going to unbutton on that shirt? I think they're going to put us off the ass, Stephen. Eh? I mean, are you seeing it
there
today?
There we go. You know, I'm calling it at the top of the show. Say chilling.
What are we doing to America today, baby?
Is that another Brioni blazer? That's what I want to know. Is that another Brioni blazer?
Cesar Antolini.
Oh.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
It's Italian, though. I'm just wondering, Stephen A., if he's hanging out with Louis Riddick later. I mean, if they're going out.
Maybe some.
There you go. Chippendale's number two.
Chippendale's number two. That's right. There you go, Booger. There you go.
Listen, as far as the Kirk Cousins of this, guys, Raheem Morris said at his press conference, the reason I got this job is because the regime before me couldn't fix the quarterback position. So he told us from his opening statement that they were going to be aggressive and finding a quarterback. And Shannon, you're right. You got to overpay for me to leave. You got to overpay for me to uproot my family. But more importantly, you got to overpay to give your fan base and your organization hope. If you look at what the Falcons have done offensively, you got Bijan Robinson, you got Drake London, you got Kyle Pitts, you got an offensive line that is above average. So all they were missing was the quarterback. So you go out and you get Kirk Cousins, who is an above average quarterback. Is he top five, top 10? No, he's not. But he's an above average quarterback that can distribute the football. He may be the number one game manager in football. And when you have all the first round picks that they have offensively, that's all the Falcons need. Now, what they're going to have to do is fix that defense. They don't have a guy that can rush the passer. The defense hasn't been able to stop anyone. But this move makes them the favorite, I think, in the NFC South because they have the most explosive offense. They have the best quarterback in the NFC South. And this was a no-brainer deal for Raheem Morris, who's on his second stint with Atlanta. He was going to make sure that if you're going to judge me based on what I do now, I got to have a quarterback. I didn't have one last time that I could win with in his mind. Now he has one. So I love the deal. Even though they had to overpay for Kirk Cousins, I think the Atlanta Falcons feel really, really good, especially with the number 8 pick I think they have in the draft. If they can go out and get a pass rusher, this has been a really good offseason so far for the Falcons.
Well, let me say something here, fellas. I mean, first of all, I appreciate the fact that I'm talking to my two brothers right here. But let's talk about something here, okay? We understand they've upgraded at the quarterback position. We understand what Raheem Morris wanted and why he wanted that. We understand that Kirk Cousins, over the last 6 years, led the NFL, if I remember correctly, completion percentage 67.9, okay, and was passer rating 101.2, third only to Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers in the last 6 seasons. We get all of that, all right? And so I'm not refuting anything Shannon or Booger McFarlane has said, all right? Or shall I say Mr. Chippendale's Club Shay Shay, whatever name that worked for you today. Can I say one of them, all right? One of them worked, okay? What I'm saying, fellas, is this, however. Can we dial it back just a touch? Everybody, oh, my God, what a great, great day this is for the Atlanta Falcons. And, oh, my Lord, they've been upgraded. Let me give you a few names that Kirk Cousins has been teammates with. Dalvin Cook, remember that brother? Remember how bad that brother was? I mean, he's still playing now. He still can do some things, but he was on another level years ago. Justin Jefferson is on that level. Adam Thielen was once big time in a lot of people's eyes. Stephon Diggs is still big time in a lot of people's eyes. Those were Kirk Cousins' teammates. Over the last 6 years, at some point in time or another, the brother got one playoff victory. Why are we? Can we calm down? I mean, just a touch. And then Booger gonna come out here. I mean, it's a really big deal, you know, relocating his family. Didn't Adam Schefter tell us that the family is in the Atlanta area? The family of the wives. They ain't in Minnesota. He going home. That's like me sitting there going like this. Man, Shannon's really stepping out there going to Atlanta, man. Shannon's really, that's really a big, big deal for Shannon to be going to Atlanta. I mean, that's a second home for that brother. What are you talking about? That's not a big deal. Now, if the brother was sitting up there and he was in Atlanta and went someplace like Minnesota, that would be a little bit different. That's not the case here. The brother going home. For a raise, getting additional money that he wasn't expecting to get it, an additional year that he wasn't expecting to get, and he got one playoff victory to show for in the last 6 years. Can we calm down? That's all I'm saying. I know he can play. I know it's an upgrade. I know if you Pitts, I know if you Bijan Robinson and the crew, I know if you London and those boys, you should be happy. I got it. I understand he's not a scrub, but this guy got one. He got less playoff victories than Dak Prescott. Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. Can we calm down? That's all I ask.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
He has a 76-67-2 record. So it's not like he's just blowing people away. But I think the thing is, Boog, is that when you look at this, and having played the game as long as you and I have, Boog, and Stephen A., you've covered the game, the quarterback is the one position that they'll pay you on what they believe you'll do. All the other positions, you must do it first in order to get paid. They'll play a quarterback on
good
projections.
Point.
Well, they'll say, well, look at the weapons that he has. He has a Drake London. He's getting a Kyle Pitts. He's getting a Bijan Robinson. And so, whoa, with all this. But what happened when he had Thielen? What happened when he had Justin Jefferson? What happened when he had all these guys? It wasn't like he was making deep playoff runs. As a matter of fact, in all his years, he only has one playoff win to show for it. So, but the thing is, again, is what they call free agency. And we all want an opportunity to test it. We want to know what our true value is, because you tell me A, when all the while my value might be B, C, D, and E. And so Kirk Cousins got an opportunity to hit the market. This is not the first time that he's hit the market, Boog. You remember That's in right. Washington, they franchised him twice.
Yep.
And then he went to Minnesota, and Minnesota said, we believe so much in you, Kirk Cousins. They did something no other player in the history of the NFL had done. They fully guaranteed his entire contract. And they said, you know what, Kirk? You playing okay for us. We're going to fully guarantee the next one. And you know what, Kirk? Just for good measure to show that we really, really love you, we're going to guarantee you the next one. So the man has gotten made $330 million fully guaranteed. And Atlanta say, to top it off, we're going to make sure you go out with a bang. We're going to give you another $100 million. And the time you put your name, Kirk Cousins, on this contract, has 50 more million for you.
That's right. And by the way, and again, one playoff victory. And Booger, just for reference material, Booger McFarland, 1-3 lifetime in playoff series, right? Notable quarterbacks with more wins than Cousins since he became a full-time starter back in Washington in 2015. Nick Foles, 4. Jimmy Garoppolo, 4. Brock Purdy, 4. Blake Bortles and Ryan Tannehill, 2. These individuals have all had more playoff victories than Kirk Cousins. So maybe instead of celebrating Kirk Cousins this morning, we should celebrate his damn agent. All agents should be aware that any talent that's out there, they might be looking to fire their agent to hire the dude that represents Kirk Cousins, because that man clearly knows what the hell he's doing.
If I'm Brock Purdy, that's who I go get.
And hey, listen, Stephen A., all those quarterbacks you named, let me ask you this. Since you want to go to the quarterback win stat and name all these quarterbacks, would you rather have any of those quarterbacks you named or Kirk Cousins? Because
I'd rather have Brock Purdy than Kirk Cousins.
I know Club Shay Shay's answer. Would you rather have any of them?
I'd rather have Brock Purdy than Kirk Cousins. Why not?
I'll give you that one. I'm going to disagree, but I'll give you that one. The rest of them, there's no chance I would rather have any of the rest of them than Kirk Cousins. So let's pump the brakes a little bit with the playoff wins. Kirk Cousins has been an above average quarterback. And I kind of equate this to right in your wheelhouse. A young basketball team got a lot of talent, but they don't have no point guard. Okay, so now you bring in a veteran point guard to run the show. Does it make them a championship team? Nah, but it puts everybody in their place. That's what Kirk Cousins is. This is a young football team in Atlanta. A lot of young first-round picks. Now you bring in the ultimate point guard, the ultimate game manager in Kirk Cousins, and now everybody can know their role. Are they complete? No. They still got to fix the defense. But this is one heck of a move for a team that's trying to build to a championship.
But am I able to sit up there and say, yo, man, we leading a television show with Kirk Cousins? I mean, damn. You know what I mean? It does give you – Stephen, you got to look at it, Booger.
Hey, Stephen, let me have a crack. Stephen, let me have a crack at Book.
Sure.
Hey, Book, here's the thing, what you say. You say he's borderline top 10, maybe top 12, but he's making top 5 money. Something not adding up. Now, I'm not the greatest mathematician, and sometimes they say, well, Shannon, how do you figure? On scratch paper, in my head, and sometimes with a calculator. But these numbers don't add up for the play that he's giving me now. Now, you tell me he's borderline top 10, maybe top 12, but that's top 5 money. He's made top 5 money. He's made Mahomes. He's made upper-tier money. But I ain't got nothing to show for it.
How much you make depends on your leverage and how you're willing to bet on yourself.
Yes.
No one in the game of football has bet on themselves the way Kirk Cousins has bet on himself. At 28 and 29, he played on the franchise tag. That's why he has the leverage, Shannon. So don't get mad at him, because he has the leverage and the hammer can swing it.
I'll never be. But here's the thing. Again, it's not himself. It's the position that he plays. You tell me another position that could have bet on themselves like this and got compensated like that. So it's not him. It's the position that he plays. It's not that he's a D-line or All-American, a great D-lineman or a great offensive lineman or wide receiver. only that position can get that kind of compensation with above average, slightly above average playbook. That's all I'm saying. I don't begrudge the man because I think everybody should get what the market will bear.
Right. Well, I'll say this, a couple of things. Number one, we all need to be taking notes. Bet on yourself. Bet on yourself. That matters, okay? That's number one. And number
for
two.
For sure.
And number two, Shannon Sharpe, let's not lie to the American public. You do know a thing or two about math and numbers. Oh, yes, you do. Yes,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. That's yeah. Just, that brother know nothing.
It's 3X. I think you told us 3X.
A matter of fact, I challenge somebody to find me somebody who know numbers better than Shannon Sharpe in this day and age. I'm just saying.
By the way, Stephen A.
That brother know numbers now.
Stephen A, I did a little research. His agent's Mike McCartney. I'm just stalking his Instagram page currently. Right.
McCartney?
Yeah, he's got
not Paul McCartney. Mike McCartney.
Yeah.
McCartney, okay. I'm just double checking.
He's got some great quotes on his page, too. I'm feeling so inspired right now. As I head to bump. In honor of Women's History Month, here's today's trivia question. All right, Shannon, let's see if you could do this one. Who won the first FIFA Women's World Player of the Year award? Find out that after the break. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
My favorite moment in women's sports, the most memorable one for me personally, was the 1999 World Cup. I grew up playing soccer, idolized Mia Hamm, wore number 9 as a kid, and for girls my age at that point going into high school where I would go on to play soccer, it was just iconic, honestly. Of course, culminating with the Brandi Chastain penalty kick. I remember every single game, every single moment. It really changed a lot of lives, including mine.
All right, so today's trivia question. I asked before the break, who won the first FIFA Women's World Player of the Year award? And the answer to that question is Shannon Sharpe.
Abby Wambach. I'm gonna say Abby Wambach. I mean, I don't know a whole lot. I know about 10 players, but Mia.
Sorry,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, man.
Sorry, buddy. Better luck next time. But that was good.
I'll get it next time.
Yeah, A for effort, Shannon. Yeah, Mia Hamm, who won in both 2001 and 2002. I'll work on getting sound effects. All right, let's get to my Giants. One of the teams most affected on the first day of the negotiating period, they lost safety Xavier McKinney to the Packers, but did bolster their front seven by trading for Brian Burns from the Panthers in exchange for second and fifth round picks, then signed him to a $150 million deal.
Wow.
That's for 5 seasons. Now, one of the most surprising deals of the day was Saquon Barkley signing a 3-year deal for just under $38 million with the rival Eagles. The deal included $26 million guaranteed. Where's Adam Schefter when I need him? There he is. Hi, Adam. Okay, Adam, tell me this. Why Philly for Saquon?
Well, listen, the Giants and Saquon Barkley tried to hammer out an agreement for months, if not years. They were never able to get it done, and the Philadelphia Eagles accomplished in basically a few hours what the Giants couldn't do in a couple of years. They essentially showed Saquon the type of contract that he was looking for. They valued him as a three-down back. They had gone up against him, and they figured behind that very strong offensive line in Philadelphia, despite the fact that it'll be without Jason Kelce, that if you put Saquon Barkley behind that line, which is still highly effective, that Saquon Barkley could be tremendous in that offense. And again, we go back to the Giants. Let's go back to 1 year ago. They had a choice of two players to try to sign to a long-term deal. They opted to go with Daniel Jones, and they weren't unable to get a deal done with Saquon Barkley. He showed up to training camp right on time last year, despite the franchise tag and not having the type of long-term deal that he wanted. He played through the year, and then when he got the opportunity to go to free agency, he found interest from multiple teams, but he found that no team was as interested as the Philadelphia Eagles. And when they put the type of money that they did on the table, it was pretty simple for him to make that decision. He goes to, right now, a team that has a better roster with a better chance to win in Philadelphia, and they think that he'll be a hugely important missing piece to that offense.
Yeah, and Adam, let's not forget, I know he's from New York originally, but went to high school in Pennsylvania and obviously played college at Penn State. Adam, thank you so much. We'll talk to you just a bit. We'll dive in a little more here, guys. So Giants great Tiki Barber has some choice words on Saquon, saying in division and going to rival Philly. Take a listen.
And Saquon has already taken to Twitter himself to say thank you to everyone who's shown me love and support over the past 6 years. Forever grateful. Excited for the next chapter. Blue heart emoji. Peace.
Okay, right. Blue heart emoji.
Dead to us now.
Yeah, say it.
He's dead to us.
Because he won't say it.
You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me.
Okay. So Saquon responded to Tiki saying, LOL, yup, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted, secured more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I've never turned my back on my teammates and have always had theirs. You've been a hater since I got to New York and all the, quote, dead to me talk. Don't smile in my face when you see me.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to say something, too.
Look, this is what I want to say. First of all, can I get the camera shot right here, please? I'm tired. I'm here. Thank you. Listen, guys, if there's history, Booger, Shannon, if there's history there that we may not know about or whatever, then Saquon had every right to respond the way that he did. If it's just based on what we saw, come on, man. That's a bit, I mean, you know, Tiki Barber talking tongue-in-cheek, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, bro. I mean, he wasn't volatile in any way at all towards Saquon Barkley. Now, let me say this to Saquon Barkley right here. Let me give you some notes on Tiki Barber, because you brought up Lords, and just things you may know because you're in the Giants organization. Obviously, I'm not, so I concede that. This is a guy in Tiki Barber. Over the last final season, his last final 5 seasons in the NFL, fellas, he ranked second in the NFL in scrimmage yards to LaDainian Tomlinson while playing all 80 games. Rushing for 10,449 yards, all-time leading rusher for the New York Giants in his career. Made only an average, only like $25.4 million over his 10-year playing career, okay? We got to take this into account as well. Missed fewer games in his 10 seasons with the Giants. He missed a total of 6 games. Saquon Barkley missed 25 games in 6 years.
Well, he had injuries.
Okay. I understand he had injuries. I'm saying Tiki Barber didn't. In other words, it was a durability issue, whatever. The man has earned the right to speak on behalf of the New York Giants as an alumnus, as a guy who produced for them. Now, Saquon ain't wrong with what he's saying. The day and times that we're living in, I wanted to stay with the Giants. Giants sat up there and franchised, you know, franchised me. They gave the long-term deal to, Daniel Jones. We get all of that, okay? And I think Saquon Barkley's going to be big time for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's a big time pickup. I got a lot of love for him. But let's not walk around acting like Tiki Barber, based off of that sound, strictly that sound we saw, that Tiki Barber did something wrong and disrespected him. He did no such thing. You just don't talk radio. He said, we're done with him. You know, that's all. It was a flipping comment. He was only joking around. Let's pump the brakes on all of that.
I agree with it because we talked about it a little bit on Nightcap, but I didn't have the context and what you guys just saw. And it says like he was saying it, like you said, Stephen A., tongue-in-cheek. But that's not how Saquon took it, because Saquon's taking it like, hold on, bro. How you going to say you dead? I've been doing everything I possibly can to get a contract extension with the Giants, but they didn't value me. This is what we know in business. In any business, the best way to show an employee loyalty is how, Stephen A.?
Bam.
Money. Money. Yeah. You can say all that.
And
oh, he's
years.
A great worker.
Exactly. And years.
Booger, yeah. You can say, oh, he's such a hard worker. I never have to worry about Booger McFarland because I know he's going to bring his hard hat and his lunch pail. Oh, he's a guy on time. He keeps his head down. He keeps his ears closed, and he goes about his business. But when it comes time to get paid, well, you know, Boog, the position that you play, Boog, I mean, we don't pay those kind of positions in this organization. Yeah. Saquon's like, hold on, wait a minute, bro. I've done everything that you've asked me to do. I've been a great representation on and off the field of this organization. And when I'm on the field, now look what I'm running behind. We've got one of the worst run blocking offensive lines in all of football. I get the ball, and I got to be Barry Sanders-esque because I got to charge three tackles just to get back to the line of scrimmage. And you're not going to pay me, but you're going to pay the guy that he's having success because of me? I understand that maybe people are so upset because it's within the division. That's what we don't normally see that, Booger, but we can see it because it's free agency. You don't get to control where I go.
Yeah.
And Saquon is saying they gave me the years and they gave me a number that satisfies my thirst. I don't have a problem with it, but I can understand what Saquon is saying. Saquon was like, bro, now when you see me, now don't cheese in my face. But I think he's overreacting what Tiki said, because Tiki said it, man, you done, bro, you done to us. You can't go to the Eagles.
Right.
You know we hate the Eagles. You can't go join up with them. But Saquon say, that's where the money is.
Yeah, this is a classic case, guys, where context always matters. I think sometimes we read a soundbite, read something that someone says, and we're like, man, you said that. And then you go back and you listen to it, you're like, oh, okay, I get it now, because the context in what you said, it matters to me. And so I'm that's all I'm going to say as far as adding to the comments. As far as Saquon Barkley, the player, I think the Giants did a good job by not overpaying and signing Saquon Barkley, because they are not a running back away. And you can go around the league and you can find on one hand the running backs that are going to make that big of a difference. This is nothing against his talent. He deserved to be the number two pick in the draft. He is a tremendous talent. But I don't think that the New York Giants were in a position where, even if they brought Saquon Barkley back, that it's going to make a huge difference in the outcome of their season. So why not punt the ball down the road, pass on him, add to the defense, try to help your team out, which they did by trading a 2 and a 5 for Brian Burns and signing him to a long-term deal. I'm really not sure what Carolina was thinking when they could have had 2 1s from the Rams a year or so ago, but yeah. I digress on that. But I do think the Giants did a good job of not overpaying Saquon Barkley. So I like that move. And if you're Tiki and Saquon, hopefully there's nothing behind the scenes, because these are two of my favorite players. Stephen A., you eloquently stated the stats of Tiki Barber. He is an underrated running back, and Saquon, I think the best is yet to come for him.
Wait, can I just say one thing really quickly? One second, Shannon. I think there was obviously more to the story because Saquon's not somebody that's outspoken in that manner. So for him to come out and say, you've hated on me since I've gotten to New York, I think there was more to it than this one isolated incident. And just as a Giants fan, I know people don't usually go in division. He made it very clear he wanted to be a New York Giant. He wanted to stay there. He wanted to be there his entire career. And he has a connection to the city of Philadelphia, the state of Pennsylvania. So good for him to go be in a situation now where he can actually win, because that's not the case with the New York Giants.
Right. So, but you're right, Molly. But let me ask Booger this. You say they're not a running back away. So did you believe that Daniel Jones was the quarterback that was going to get them to where they needed to be? How did you feel about him? How did you feel about the Giants paying him $40 million based on what you have seen up until that point?
I thought at the point in time in which they paid Daniel Jones, they should have paid Saquon Barkley. But we know how this goes. We've talked about it when it comes to Kirk Cousins. The most important position in all of sport is the quarterback position. And I think when you look at Brian Daboll, he thought, you know what? He had his best year under me in this first one. So maybe, just maybe, I can get more out of him. And are we willing to go find and not accept the bird in the hand, or do we want to go out and try to find the bird in the bush? They chose the bird in the hand, and it turned out probably to be a mistake, because Daniel Jones is not worth a $40 million salary, but they paid him that because of where he was and his impending free agency and those things.
Well, let me say to you. Let me say this, Shannon, let me chime
in, Steve,
because I want to give it to you last, Shannon. I just want to say something before him. We got to understand that sometimes it is about the individual you invested in. In other words, we understand the climate that we're living in. You got to play the quarterback. He's approaching free agency. You got to lock him up if he can ball. If you got serious questions as to whether or not he can, then if you had taken those assets that you denied giving to Saquon Barkley and you built around him and the team in a fashion that he could have flourished in, perhaps it would have made more sense. But when you do it strictly to take care of a dude that benefited off of the greatness he put on the field, as opposed to that dude doing it himself, then that hits and it's a bit more piercing. And I think if you're the New York Giants, who, let's face reality, haven't been that great in recent memory. Just a couple of years ago, they won a playoff game. Give Daniel Jones credit, because they beat Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, by the way, in order to win that playoff victory. But in the end, you look at what they're doing, and if you're Saquon Barkley, you're like, where the hell are we going here? He's going to have a better time in Philadelphia than MetLife Stadium, I can tell you that much. Go ahead, Shannon.
But guys, the perception, there's a perception and a reality. The perception is that quarterback is the most important position, but the reality is not with the Giants, because you could have picked up Daniel Jones' fifth-year option, and you could have saved yourself a lot of money, Booger. That's what you could have done, because when you look at it and say, oh, yeah, he went on the road and he had his best year because of why? Saquon ran the football. When Saquon got injured, how did Daniel Jones look? He didn't look too hot. So that would have told me everything I needed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That would have told me what I needed to know, Stephen A., because this is my opportunity for him to show that I can carry a team without Saquon. Because now with Saquon, when Saquon wasn't there, Daniel Jones looked marginal. First of all, let's be all the way 1,000 with it. That's what we do on First Take. Is that if Daniel Jones did not have Eli Manning and Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator, David Cutcliffe, he probably would have been a third or fourth rounder. Let's be all the way real with that. Because when you look at him, Booger, come on now. Come on. That's Eli and Manning. Well, he coached Eli. He coached Peyton. And we know what he did with those guys. Okay, well, you got it. You didn't get Eli or Peyton. Hell, he might not even be Arch Manning.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Absolutely.
Ouch.
Well, we got Brian Burns. He had 8 sacks last season, and we were like 28th in sacks. So
Carolina botched that one. They could have had 2 firsts, as Booger mentioned. You could have gotten 2 first rounders from the Rams, but you turned that down to get a second and a fifth. And people wonder why Carolina can't win more games than what they win, because they got dumb people in the front office making decisions like this. You selling your money. You hustling backwards.
Tell them, Shannon.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Last night, the Mavs won big over Chicago, 127-92. Luka had his seventh straight 20-point triple-double this season, which ties him with Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson. Good company to be in for the longest such streak in NBA history. Meanwhile, the Steph Curry-less Warriors took down the Spurs in Wemby's return to action after a one-game absence with a 112-102 win. Jonathan Kuminga led the way for Dub Nation, dropping 22 points. Okay, guys. So the 7 through 10 spots in the West closely contested, only three games separating the Warriors and the Kings. Among these four teams, our ESPN analytics gives the Mavericks and Lakers, Shannon, the best chance to reach the Western Conference Finals. Okay, so here's the deal, SA. Which Western Conference team from the 7th seed or lower has the best shot of a deep run in the playoffs? I'm going to give you some options, but go wherever you want. Dallas, Lakers, Golden State, where's your head?
Shannon Sharp, I never thought I would say this. I'm going to give the Dallas Mavericks a chance.
Wow. Is that because you just left Texas?
No, not at all. Listen, I'm going to give the Dallas Mavericks a chance. Yo, man, what I'm seeing from Luka is what I'm paying attention to, Shannon. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking at size, and you look at the greatness of LeBron and Anthony Davis and knowing that you got to go up against the bigger teams. I feel you on that. It's not one of those moments where I'm trying to actually refute what I suspect you're going to say. I'm just looking at Luka right now, and I'm saying, can we pause for a second to acknowledge what the hell we're talking about and what we're seeing? This brother right now, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic have played together the last 16 games. They're 11-5. Kyrie's averaging 25 on 51.7% shooting, 42.7% from three-point range. He's doing his thing, and we barely ever hear about him. You know why, Shannon? Because this dude, Luka Doncic, here, is averaging a triple-double over the last 16 games. 33.9 points, 10.3 rebounds, 10.6 assists, nearly 40% shooting from three-point range. And when I see how unstoppable he is, how no one seems to have an answer for him, it's not just his shot-making ability, his intellect on the offensive side of the ball, but his ability to control pace and tempo and how that serves what Jason Kidd wants to do. He's one of those guys, Shannon, where I'm looking at others and I'm saying your greatness is going to be required to knock off his greatness. It's not going to be enough to play good basketball. It's not going to be enough to go on a run and find a momentum. It's going to be called upon for the Stephs, for the LeBrons, because we talk about playing and that's where they're at. The Stephs, the LeBron, whatever. It's going to be called upon them to elevate their level of greatness to offset what this dude is throwing at them. That's where I'm coming from with this, Shannon, and that's the only reason I'm saying what I'm saying.
Well, considering Luka, his first six games, I mean, he's averaging a triple-double of his last seven, but the six previous, he had 30-point triple-doubles. And so that just goes to show their greatness. I remember watching him, and after his first year, Stephen, I said he was the closest thing that I had ever seen to Larry Bird before or since. And people laughed at me. But I don't think people realize just how great Bird was, because Bird was a 24-10-6 guy for his career. That's right. He scored 24 points a game, averaged 10 rebounds with 6 assists. And then when you see Luka, can score the ball better. He can rebound just as well, but he's a better facilitator because he has the ball in his hands a lot more than Larry Bird. I'm going to take the Lakers for the simple fact. I'm going to say they're two-headed monsters, which is Kyrie and Luka. I think LeBron and AD can cancel those guys out. Now, maybe they don't score as much. Those two guys probably going to get you somewhere between 60, maybe 60, 65, because Luka's going to probably, it's going to be hard to hold him under 35. Kyrie gives you 60, gives you 25, gives you his average. That's 60. If AD and LeBron can give you somewhere the mid to high 50s, now you got to go to the third guy. Can I keep that D-Lo going? Because D-Lo been off the chain, Stephen A. That's what we, hey, and I told him, don't tell him. The trade deadline is still an option. So I want him to keep playing like he's playing, because he don't know whether he's going to come or go. I mean, come or stay. But he's been playing unbelievable. Austin Reeves has been unbelievable all year. And now Rui, I don't know if you've noticed, Stephen A., but ever since they put Rui in that starting lineup, he's looked really, really well. It's hard to say this. Now, 1,000, am I like as sold or as definitive as I normally would be on the Lakers? No, because I've been watching the Mavericks and I've been watching Luka and what they've been doing. But I just believe in a series with LeBron and AD, because I'm not so sure. But and the Mavericks, Tim Hardaway Jr., he's an outlier, because you never know. He can go and give you 10 points a game,
right,
or he can go 8 for 12 from the three-point line and give you 33 points
Russell.
In the game.
That's D'Angelo Russell, though, Shannon.
D'Lo been playing good. He been consistent lately, Stephen A.
Excuse, two of the last three games, when they lost to Sacramento, he had 10 points. They beat Minnesota the other night. He had 13. Now, he dropped a 44 against
Milwaukee. Yeah, you saw that one.
I thought that was spectacular. Well, first of all, I saw more than you, because I actually show up to games in Los Angeles. I mean, you know, we can't find you. You understand what I'm saying? You all over the damn country. I actually show up to the games. You understand? So the point that I'm trying to make to you is that I've seen D'Lo. No question, he's been, for the most part, he's been very impressive since they put him back in the lineup. But what was the knock against him? Because he was doing pretty damn well last year at the tail end of the regular season. Went into the playoffs
well.
And then the Western Conference Finals, you better put an APB out for him. He couldn't find for about 2 months after that either.
Right.
I mean, that's how much he disappeared. So he's got some stuff to prove. And I'm saying to you, Hachimura, Vanderbilt comes back, that'll elevate the Lakers' defense, but it will compromise them offensively in a lot of people's eyes. We have to see how that meshes, which is why everybody's been asking so many questions about Darvin Ham. I think Austin Reeves has been up and down. I got a lot of confidence in him. He's been up and down.
Top of the hour,
looking at
team.
Dallas, wow. They got some offense, brother. They can put it on you. They can put it on you. That's all I'm saying.
They ain't got no defense, though.
I understand.
A-L-L-A-S.
There you go. What?
They ain't got no defense. I used to know it.
Alice. You call Alice.
Let's go to break. Top of the hour. I don't even know what he spelled. Coming
up. Alice, not Dallas.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.